Fall is officially here now. Victor Figueroa reports on some locals who celebrated the arrival of the season in an unusual way.
Some Angelenos were ringing in the new season in a very literal way. In a church-like building in Eagle Rock, Los Angeles, two women used large gongs and Tibetan singing bowls. The event is called a sound bath. During the sound bath, one of the women, Mary Frances Spencer, surrounded herself with large hollow bowls that give out a long humming sound when hit in a particular way. And Jamie Ford walked from gong to gong, lightly hitting each giant metallic plate in harmony with Spencer's singing bowls. It's meant to spiritually heal you. Before the performance, people walked into the center with their mats, pillows, and blankets and lied down on the wooden floor to ready themselves for some sound healing. So what exactly are you supposed to get from the experience? Spencer explained.
And then they just receive the frequencies and vibrations. And you can set intentions, you can set healing intentions. The frequencies and vibrations go throughout your entire body. And usually you feel pretty good at the end.
But what exactly is sound healing? Gong player Jamie Ford went further into depth.
You can think of how music affects you. You might listen to one song to get more energized, another song to get more peaceful. Maybe you want to hear another song when you're feeling angry. And so sound healing works to use frequencies that are healing for the body to bring us back into harmony.
Throughout the performance, people fell asleep under their cozy blankets. Luckily, the sounds from the gongs and singing bowls blocked out their snoring. This is the fifth year that Ford and Spencer have performed for the autumn equinox. The duo does a performance for each change of season, so watch out for them at the winter solstice. Victor Figueroa, Annenberg Radio News.